8:38, sunshine, 22 degrees. Time to check in with Mr. Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst extraordinaire, and I'm sure Sean Bellegian will weigh in on this report as well. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Dub. Sean, hello again, everyone. Our conversation brought to you by the truly talented folks at Bill Brown Ford, located here in beautiful Livonia. You know, spring training has begun for your Detroit Tigers. Bill Brown Ford and, of course, my good friend Matt Garko are stepping up to the plate once again with their True View inventory. Bill Brown Ford, hitting for the cycle each and every day. Shop their True View inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. All right, fellas, a big day in the National Football League. Free agency officially begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But let me just say this. It has been a very busy negotiating period. Big deal for the Lions last night. They reach agreement on a 3-year, $18 million contract with Chicago Bears free agent running back David Montgomery. Now his signing, again, can become official at 4 o'clock today. Sadly, it likely means the end of Jamal Williams' run with the Honolulu Blue and Silver. Williams, you know, led the Lions with 1,066 yards rushing and the NFL with 17 rushing touchdowns last season. Clearly a fan favorite. Not only that, but he was a hell of a locker room presence for the Lions as well. He became the first Lion to top 1,000 yards rushing since Reggie Bush back in 2013, broke Barry Sanders' franchise single-season touchdown record. Now, as far as Mr. Montgomery goes, he was a third-round pick out of Iowa State back in 2019. He topped 200 carries in each of his first four seasons with the Bears. And Dan Campbell truly enjoys this signing, referring to Montgomery as the starting point of the Bears' offense last season. Keep in mind, your Lions finished fifth in the NFL in scoring offense, fourth in total offense in 2022, had their best rushing performance, 128.2 yards per game, since Mr. Barry Sanders' second-to-last season in Detroit, that in 1997. Sean, I understand it is a business. Jamal Williams, after the last season ended, said he would like to stay a member of the Lions, but according to reports, just too far apart as far as money, and going to be interesting to see where Jamal Williams lands. There's plenty of interest.
Yeah, Steve, it is too bad, but I think you use the B word appropriately. It is a business, and I think this guy deserves so much credit for help turning around the culture of this team. And sometimes, Steve, people talk too much about culture. I think in the case of the Detroit Lions, you can't talk enough, and he was huge in getting that culture headed in the right direction.
And obviously, Sean, a position of weakness going into the upcoming season for the Lions would be defensive back, and Brad Holmes is certainly addressing that. One day after coming to terms with Cam Sutton, they agreed to a deal with former San Francisco cornerback Emmanuel Mosley, undrafted out of Tennessee in 2018. He has played his entire career with the 49ers, primarily on the outside, but he's got some pretty good skills, breaking up 33 passes and intercepting four. The Lions taking care of some of their own. They get a 2-year package worth $8.5 million with a potential to earn an additional $1 million in incentives. It includes a $4 million deal in guarantees. I'm talking about defensive lineman John Kaminsky. He tallied 30 tackles, 4 sacks, both career highs, finishing second on the team behind Aiden Hutchinson in total quarterback pressures. Good guy to have around, because he was another one, Sean, that said after the season that he wants to remain here in Detroit, where apparently good things are happening.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to hear guys say this time and time again, and, you know, winning becomes contagious. Steve, I'll take it a step further. I think this is the most highly anticipated Lions season that I can remember. I mean, maybe going all the way back to the early 90s, you know, after they won the of course, the Central at the time, and went to the NFC Championship, and hopes were so high in 92. Obviously, it didn't turn out the way that anybody wanted, but my goodness gracious, I think we're all looking forward to what this encore may look like from what was an impressive run down the stretch by this club.
Yeah, a couple more Lions hanging around would be linebacker Alex Anzalone and defensive tackle Isaiah Bugs. They both get deals to remain members of the Honolulu Blue and Silver. And as this free agent period continues, again, officially at 4 o'clock this afternoon, where in the hell is Aaron Rodgers going to go? It's looking more and more like he will leave the NFC North.
How does he tell a team that might pick him up the players he wants? He has a list of players, and they appear to be following his requests. How could we not know that that's where he's going, to the Jets?
Well, he came out with a little wish list there, Paul, and Odell Beckham is on that list, not to mention some of his former Packer teammates. If they are indeed former Packer teammates, the Jets come to terms with wide receiver Alan Lazard. There's been some Twitter activity as far as Beckham, his interest in becoming a Jet if Aaron Rodgers indeed goes there. This is going to be very, very interesting. And, of course, he also would like to have 83-year-old Randall Cobb as a member of the New York Jets as well. So we'll see if that comes to be.
Okay, Steve. Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst extraordinaire. Sean Bolygin, the whole team here, with more to come on this Wednesday morning, middle of the week edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 844.